Catch up on the rush hour with Jars and Louie for Southern Volkswagen. Main South Road, Ranella. They're closer than you think. 104.7 Triple M.
Great to have you company, family. Yeah, just 2 days out now until the 2017 Toyota AFL Grand Final. That first bounce, that roar that just sends shivers down your spine is not far away. But I have a question for everyone out there. Are the Crows in it? I look around town. I look to some of the great landmarks in town. I see nothing.
Oh, no.
I'm feeling very Sergeant Schultz at the moment.
Oh, no.
I pick up a paper from Melbourne or I turn on the TV and I see Mick Molloy lighting up the town hall in Richmond. Just everybody just going berserk. What do I see around here? Oh, a couple of scarves out the back of tradie utes. I saw a flag out the front of a house near Hazelwood Park when I walked the dog today. I see Murph trying to lead again, which is good with his Crows jumper on.
Well, thanks. Done. Cheers.
But nothing. Put mine on. Nothing from our great city getting behind a team that is hoping to bring home the ultimate, as I welcome a man who we nickname around here, the ultimate. Andrew Juice Newton Jarman. G'day, Juicy.
G'day, Louis. 1 day, 21 hours, 56 minutes and 18 seconds remaining for the bounce.
Countdown clock, everyone.
That's where I'm at the moment, and I totally agree with you.
Am I out of line or not?
No, I'm with you. Fred downstairs at Canetto's is filthy, and he's a Sydney Swans man. We love him dearly. He is filthy that our city has not got behind and decorated our whole town red, yellow and blue. What's happened?
I just don't know. I've asked people what it was like 20 years ago. And I spoke to Cage today. He said 97, 98 was just out of control.
Cage, he's not happy.
Out of control. He is berserk about the whole thing. You know where I'm at now? As a result, I haven't got my fix of excitement. I'm going to the phones. 1-3-3-5-3. If you're loading up and you're heading across, driving all the way in a little convoy type number, Murph. If you're getting across ready and you're on the road and you haven't got out of zone yet, out of range.
Flags out.
Call us now, 1-3-3-5-3. Let me know. Talk me up. Pump up the vibe. It's a bloody grand final.
I know, Lou. I know.
I know you don't want to over race and go early, but gee.
The town hall should be that's the starting point.
That's it. Why isn't Sir Don?
Yeah.
Why is he not got a Crows jumper on this week? Why isn't the great Colonel?
Down the road, Colonel.
Yeah, Colonel Light.
He should have a Crows jumper on.
Why isn't Vic Square? Why isn't there a massive Claude in there like the Christmas tree decked out in Crows colours?
Where's he gone?
Lighting up the night.
Where's he gone? There's a flag at town hall.
Adelaide Oval got anything going on?
I don't know.
Where is
North
the big,
Terrace?
What about on their big... bloody big buildings, if the blinds that open up.
Where's all the cranes with the
flag? The cranes out here. Give me a bit of Eureka Stockade. Give me a little bit of Crows as well.
What about the new RAR?
Yeah, where? Nothing on there.
Oh, no. What about Port Road? Oh, hang on.
Someone who's game enough on Port Road. Just put it out there. I mean, honestly, is there any danger of us just getting up and about? All right. Yeah, I think the one thing that saved me today.
What was it, buddy?
I went to Duncan Bashir Hannon.
Oh, good boy.
I had to pay our retainer for keeping him services for you. They were taking a team photo out the front and everybody had their Crow stuff on. I felt, for a fleeting moment, I got excited. All right, then I went inside and I saw the bill and I thought, Jesus. Yeah.
There's 40,000 of us going over tomorrow. All right, so a lot of us will be over this.
Are you doing a walk, Kevin Sheedy style? Are you walking to the G? You should be leading the walk.
Probably I should.
Fakes, if you're listening, if any. Anyone else here is listening. Right. Fakes couldn't even tell us where the bloody aftermatch was.
No idea.
What is going on?
I don't know.
Tell you what is going on. The family are ready to talk. Let's get to the music, Murph. Let's get going.
Gee, Lou.
We're going to get some excitement. We're going to whip this joint up. We're going to whip it into a frenzy. Your new nickname's The Whip.
How many nicknames can he get?
A lot more. Fanboy.
It's the Rush Hour and Triple M. Outstanding show today with the Rush Hour. Mick Molloy coming up soon. Next 20, 25 minutes. Brian Taylor, Neil Baum. It's Jars and Louis right now, though, on 104.7 Triple M, thanks to Southern Volkswagen in Ranella.
And don't forget, 5:30 as well, our tribute to Hugh Hefner, who passed away today as well. Yep. Right now, Jars, I've just whipped everyone up into a frenzy. It would appear that our civic pride is no more, and at the Adelaide City Council, it's parking metres over premierships every day of the week right now. So I've asked the family to call. If you're on your way, you're heading across, let me know where you're at. I just want to feel the vibe.
You want to feel grand final day, don't you, mate?
Let's go
to Joshy of Modbury. G'day, Josh.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Josh, are you heading over?
I certainly am.
Righto. Where are we at the moment?
Oh, mate, I'm still sitting in the car in Adelaide. I'm heading over early tomorrow morning.
Nice.
Getting the car ready now.
Right, how many are sitting in the car with you, mate?
Just me at the moment, but hopefully a full card tomorrow.
Nice. And we just going to deck it out a bit, just a scarf or two, a flag or two.
Oh, mate, I got two flags sitting out the window. I got the scarf on the front. I got the scarf on the back.
Good.
Chucked a couple of stickers on there because there's a little printing business in the city giving them away.
All right. Oh, very good to hear, Joshy. We'll have a safe trip tomorrow morning and enjoy, mate.
And go Crows! Go Crows!
Go Crows! Craig of Myrtle Bank. G'day, Craigie.
Boys, I'm Bundle's bloody excited.
All right. I do believe you're staying in enemy territory when you get there.
Yes, yes. I'm staying in Richmond, but I figure if they look like Mick Molloy, I've got nothing really to worry about.
Most of them do there.
And you're about to head off?
Yeah, heading off. About to go get the old man, and then we're going to head off.
Nice. Brilliant.
Wait.
All right, mate. Well, have a safe trip. Enjoy it. Yeah. And let's hope, fingers crossed, the Crows get the gig done.
All right. Take care,
Thanks,
Craig.
Thanks, Craig.
Michael of Hillbank. G'day, Michael. You're going to keep a low key, are you?
Yeah, mate. Just keep a low at this stage, buddy. Been a bit disappointing at this stage because, unfortunately, I missed out on the ballot and driving all the way over there, mate. Been a member for 13 years and still don't have a ticket yet.
Right, so it's just the scarves out the windows, and I notice on the bottom of that you're needing some good footy energies.
Yeah.
Well, you come to the right spot, mate. We're going to send them out. We're going to get the vibe out for you.
That's exactly right, mate. Wouldn't miss it for the world, mate. Like, you know what I mean? So travelling over there and, you know, get excited for the boys. Been around them all year anyway.
So where are you going to watch it when you get over there, Michael?
I'm hoping to go to the MCG and get some tickets.
Yep.
If I can't, I'll be either in Federation Square or at the Crows pub over there.
All right, where's the Crows pub?
Just outside of Richmond, I hear.
Okay, all right.
Don't tell Jars, you'll probably go.
No, I might pop down
and froth. Good luck, Mick. Fingers crossed you jag yourself some tickets,
well done,
mate.
Mick.
Good work.
Cheers, guys. Thank you very much.
One final call, Juice.
Yes, Keith of Flagstaff Hill. G'day, Keith. You're on your way?
G'day, Jars. G'day, Louis. We certainly are. We've just gone through Canalburn.
Oh, well, nice.
Oh, yeah.
Very nice.
There were three beautiful balloons just hanging off our face. And I believe that's even more than the whole of frickin' Adelaide.
It is. Mate, it is. I tell you what, they're doing more over there. I tell you what.
Canalburn.
We are so excited, though, mate. We're going to be in for the big time, I reckon. Fantastic. Yeah.
Well, thanks for the call, Keithy. Enjoy. Had it been old
be
school,
careful.
Those balloons might have just gone pop,
yep.
Bop.
Yeah.
Very nice,
well,
Keith.
There
That's
some
better.
There's some energy,
that is
Luke.
Better. I feel better now.
Yeah, good.
I'm feeling better. All right. Murphy, you okay? Oh, what about this? The Victorian police are trying to get in on the act here, and obviously know there's a huge convoy cavalcade coming across.
Yep.
This is their, I think it's their Dave Hughes attempt at humour.
I've instructed the highway patrol, if there is an Adelaide Crows fan hanging out the window, that vehicle needs to be impounded. It is a fair walk from Horsham.
Oh, good luck.
They won the flag too this year, Horsham, so they'll be up and about.
Yeah, they will. Will they have their flags out?
Yeah, well, I would hope so. thank you, everybody, for the calls.
Oh, good stuff.
Some big news happening around the footy world.
Yeah.
Jack Watts was in town yesterday, catching up with Port Adelaide.
Mm.
Question for you. Would you? Answer next on the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis, 104.7 Triple M. Word on the street yesterday, Jars said that Jack Watts was in town, spotted down at Westlakes. Must have been after he'd been to Port Adelaide to catch up. The mail is they have had a chat about Jack Watts joining the Port Adelaide Football Club next year. The question is, would you?
Would you? Me?
Would you take a punt?
No.
I'll give you some stats,
Lou, I wouldn't.
As well for the family playing along at home. Jack Watts
is
26, former number one pick ahead of Nick Natanui in the thick. Yep. I forget what year draft it was. 153 games, 143 goals. He stands 196, Juice, which is 6'6" in the old language, and 93 kegs.
Yep.
Season just gone. 16 games for 22 goals. Nine, of course, was a little fat and a little underworked preseason, so didn't play any of the preseason games or the early games and got dropped because of form late.
Yeah.
Average 16 disposals, 22 goals, 9. If I was to be able to, and this is the gamble, here's the punt for Port Adelaide. The 2016 Jack Watts, which was the year, the breakout year, everybody jumped on board the Jack Watts train and said, the kid has been much maligned and certainly can play some footy.
Mm-hmm.
38-18 from 22 games, Jar.
Poor.
That's what you want. And then I think, where does he fit at Port Adelaide?
Yeah.
So you got the big chuck wagon up there, all right?
Yeah.
And then whether a young Todd Marshall comes on enough to be able to play permanent senior footy, or a Dougal Howard after getting a taster, after getting back after his knee, returns to his normal role,
position,
which is a forward.
Play out forward.
I think he's your third tall forward, second tall at best, which they played him behind Jesse Hogan at Melbourne. Okay. I think he could add something if he were to bring that form. But maybe. To me, he reeks a lot like the Hoff in that sense. You know, he's not a big body presence.
No, he's not. He's a runner. He's a mobile runner.
He can certainly run. But, and I know Hoff's just signed a one-year deal and Hoff's career is coming to an end very soon. Yep. But I would like, if I'm Port Adelaide, I'd pick Jack Watts up if I knew I had two key. If I'm thinking Dougal Howard is my other key forward with Charlie Dixon, well, then I'm picking him up.
Okay.
And if I'm going to back Dougal Howard in or Todd Marshall, one of those kids to fill that role, well, then I would pick him up because I think he'd be some real value. But the question then is, what do you do with the Hoff?
Well, you're going to have to play him in the Sandford then. Where do you play him?
Because if you want to go down back the other end, you've got Homsch, Jonas and Cleary, who did such a great job this year.
They ticked those boxes.
And Howard did a really good job in there. There's no room back there. And Hoff's not a defender.
No, he's not.
He's a spare.
He's forward or centre type player.
He's not a winger. And my other one is, they're deep into Motlop.
Well, that's where your energies have got to go. He's my first priority because I need more outside run to help and assist Polak.
And the other one with Watts, which what I do like, he actually can play on a wing. Unlike
Hoff. Mate, he's inconsistent. He's got poor body language when he's not playing well.
Yeah, I know all that.
He's a high risk. But
but you're forgetting.
What am I forgetting?
New environment, new setting, out of Melbourne, where from day one has had to sit under the heat of what you picked him over Nick Natanui. You know, and let's be honest, Natanui, outside of his ruck work, he don't get any footy.
Nah.
He's had it tough, and I reckon the change is the best thing that's coming for Jack Watts, whether it's Port Adelaide. You say no. I'd say
okay.
I'll take him as long as I get Motlop. You're going to need a team. Mm. You're going to need a team that moves the ball well, and he's got to have that freedom to be able to get around a bit as the third because he's got a great set of skates.
Yeah, Port need more outside skilled run who can finish off. And Motlop is your man.
And he's your man if that's the way you want to go. You've got, mate, 6'6".
No, I've got Howard. I've got Marshall.
He's a 6'6". Yeah.
I've got some backup.
Go across town. I'll show you right now a forward line full of four half-forward flankers. Ready? Tex. JJ.
Mm.
Tom Lynch.
Mm.
McGovern.
Yeah.
All hybrid running types. Tex. Even Tex doesn't play like the true centre half.
No, not anymore.
There's room to fit Dougal Howard, Chuck Wagon.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Watsy.
Yeah.
A part-time Robbie Gray, Chad Wingard.
Marshall
maybe, if you want to.
And you've dumped a Hoff, have you?
Oh, I'm squeezing Hoff at the moment. Okay. Yeah, because I want blokes who are going to start there and kick goals.
All right, mate.
And I want, Jack Watts is coming for 40 goals a year, not for 20. Yeah.
26 years.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay.
26 years of age.
Mate, that's your decision as a recruiting department.
Yeah.
I need a bit more than that.
As the list manager of this show, this is where we're going.
No,
All right,
mate.
All right. But as I said, I want Motlop as well.
Mm. You want him as well?
I've got to have both. All right.
Okay.
So your job is, as the head recruiter, go get him.
I'll get you Motlop, but I'm not getting your bots.
I'll tell you what. That's what I want. There it is.
It's good.
Jack Watts,
And just quickly. Rotcliffe. Is Rotcliffe in the
Yeah, he's in the
eye line of
him.
He's
in that mix as well.
Or has he got someone
according
else?
According to Damo, more there, but then it depends who you talk to, they think Carlton's back being a front runner. And I think at Carlton, if they're gonna lose Bryce Gibbs, which is a potential, I think they're gonna need to replace a mid for a mid, which would be Rotcliffe and they'd be mad not to be going gangbusters at that. But that's all gonna play out. But he was in town yesterday and I don't mind the thinking.
You heard that first on Triple M too.
Keep your little videos and your photos of the Crow Stare Down pose, whether it be with your work colleagues, friends, mates, footy club, netball club, tennis club, badminton club, whatever you're doing, whoever you're with, get one, send it in, because you could be in the running for the world's biggest meat tray, all thanks to Drake's Foodland. Put more SA on your table and get Crow's Grand Final ready with Drake's Foodland. Some great stuff coming through. Like you said, some boys in Czechoslovakia over in Prague sent one in front of the John Lennon Wall. Mm. That's how far we have reached with this thing.
I'm so proud that we're global, this show.
Absolutely.
What about Henley High? They had the entire high school line up.
Brilliant.
That's your neighbourhood,
isn't it?
My
turf down there.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's where very you good spotted school. The Dalmatians down there.
Yeah, I did.
Yep. All right. Keep them coming through. Yeah, still time to win that fantastic prize. Thanks to Drake. I'm telling you, if you think big, think meat. Mm. There's enough meat to feed an army. Mm. That's how much you're going to have if you win this for the best one. Oh. Up next, speaking of armies, the General, Luke Hodge. Retired Hawthorn great.
This is big news.
Doesn't like retirement, apparently.
He got another 10 years left in him.
He's having a look at going to Brisbane, the Brisbane Lions, to join Chris Fagan. We're going to talk about Hodgie, whether this is a good idea or not next on the Rush Hour. Fanboys in his crow's top.
Proudy
Juice is rocking back and forward, and I'm on the fence.
Apologise what I called you before.
What? Thanks to Southern Volkswagen in Ranelo. It's the Rush Hour.
Tigers.
Triple M. Justin Lewis, the Rush Hour, 104.7 Triple M with Brian Taylor coming up at 10 past five.
The Tigers are going to find a way. Tigers.
Tigers.
Earlier today, I thought it was Adelaide. Now I think Richmond will win.
Why do you think?
Well, because I've backed them all year, and I've just had a bit of a look at the pressure and how they can handle all that. Richmond will win.
Justin.
Right now, tomorrow morning this could be different, but right now I'm going to go with Richmond.
There's a disease going on over in Victoria at the moment.
Aren't they turncoats?
It's called Tiger Fever, and he needs
Duck
to
was on with us 2 days ago and said, oh, yep, the
crows.
Don't appease us, don't just patronise us over here.
It's a little bit of patronage, that's what it is. BT after five will take up that little flip. He's in good form today. He's out and about doing a lot of lunches and media, so can't wait to talk to BT. Right, Luke Hodge. Sent off with great fanfare after his final game, and rightly so. Superstar, champion of the Hawthorn Football Club.
Four
flags, two Norm Smiths, a couple of B&Fs, all Australians.
Great leader.
One of the greats. It would appear, though, that even though he went with the wishes of the Hawthorn Football Club, that he is not done with yet. He is seriously considering an offer to join former right-hand man of the Hawthorn Football Club, Chris Fagan, who is now in charge of the Brisbane Lions, up there in Bris Vegas for a couple of seasons. Here's Hodgie talking about it.
Well, it hasn't been an offer. There's been a discussion. So it's more so we're sort of in a situation where he knew I was still passionate about playing footy. But I guess the main thing is we've got to make a few decisions on what's best for the family as well. So there's still a lot of water going under the bridge. We've had a couple of chats with Fage and that.
Still passionate about playing footy.
That's all you need to say.
So he's pushed it. And he wants to do the
trap. He wants to.
Clarko's pushed another one out.
And Clarko, I still want to play. And his form the last second half of the year has been outstanding. Still impacting a game of football.
Now, we had this discussion, I reckon, probably 6 weeks ago, where we thought he would be an outstanding fit to help right the ship on the Gold Coast. It would appear Fags has just jumped in and cut the lunch right there and said, no, you're coming a little higher up. You're going to come up and see me. Because that's exactly what young teams need, and we saw a great example of it through Channel 7's when he was mic'd up, just how much he coaches when he plays and instructs. Invaluable to a young group, especially when you can still hold your own.
That's exactly right.
And the flip, going to Brisbane, warmer weather. So for an older bloke, warmer weather, beach recoveries, all of those
great
things in the middle of winter. Not a bad little swan song.
Queensland football's on the nose, as we know.
Absolutely.
And what does the AFL want?
They
want some improvement.
They need success.
So, guess who's going to be backing that in? Gillian will be making a phone call, the deal done, and we'll just chip in a little bit more dough for him.
So we'll just make you an ambassador of the Brisbane Football Club.
There's another 250 large.
Just like because they can.
I think it's a great move.
Well done to Chris Fagan.
Great move.
If this is what it is going to happen, and I hope it does, because if he's still passionate about playing and wanting to play,
and his body's all right,
and he thinks he can play,
then he should be able
to roll around. And those young kids at the Brisbane Lions would be licking their lips.
Beside themselves.
That this great man's going to come up and play footy, and he's going to be able to take us under his wing and show us how to do it.
Because we tend to retire a lot of them off a little bit early. Our coaches.
You never want them going on when they're no good. But there's method to the madness here. There's method to it because what you need and what people don't understand a lot of the time is coaches lose a fair bit of control once the play starts.
You hand it over.
Whatever happens is getting up to the box five minutes after the momentum's already moved. You've got to have on-field guys that can do all this and can play footy, but actually look at the bigger picture and not just their own game. That's pretty hard.
He plays his 15 games a year.
Yep.
He don't have to travel all around the country to play games.
He just leads it around the club.
Yeah.
Shows them the standards. Sets the bar.
You know, when we start this show, we hand over to who are we handing it over to? A bit like, when the coaches have to hand over the game when the ball bounces. What happens
The job here is, and this is what I always like to say, and this is why I love working with you so much. You know, we took this gig over from Ruindits.
Yeah, which was going backwards.
And it would be fair to say that when we leave it, we'll have left it in a far better place than we found it.
Mate, basically a premiership type program.
We probably dusted it off from a Ford Falcon.
And we've recycled a couple of hacks around here.
And we've probably turned it into, potentially it could either be looked at as a Maserati. A Ferrari type number,
Or a CMI Toyota,
or a CMI Deluxe Hilux with all the trimmings. You know what I mean? That's all good in the bush and in the city. You know what I'm talking about, Jess?
Yeah, I'm with you.
All those bits and pieces. You know, so I would like to think that we are very much what Luke Hodge is to the Brisbane Football Club, and that is the saviour of the station.
Catch up on the Rush Hour with Jars and Louie for Southern Volkswagen, Main South Road, Ranella. They're closer than you think. 104.7 Triple M.
A special 2-hour grand final edition of the Front Bar tonight on 7 from 8:30. The star of the show, the star of the moment, the star of the week when it comes to Richmond fans, the one and only Mr. Richmond himself, Mick Molloy. Welcome to the Rush Hour, Mick.
I've got a really good feeling about this. Honestly, what could go wrong?
Oh, I'm loving it, Mick. Well, it's been a good week so far. Dusty wins the Brownlow. Daniel Rowley wins goal of the year. Dimmer picks up coach of the year. Just one more for the trophy cabinet for the quaddy.
Oh, that's a Norm Smith and and the big premiership. Let's not get greedy. How was Dusty's Brownlow speech? Didn't you see it? Poor old Bruce. He can usually bang on forever, but it was like a police interview, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yep. No comment. I'll let my lawyer answer this one.
I reckon Mac needed to come over the top and say, can I treat him as a hostile witness? Hey, mate.
Hey, boys, did you see me at the town hall?
Mick, I'm awfully jealous because none of that happening over here. I thought that was outstanding by yourself. Just to, you know, you basically Father Christmas in September.
Well, do you know what? If you tried to use that much as much electricity as we use at the town hall in Adelaide, you'd cause a blackout.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Jay Weatherall. Yep. Yeah. Mick, so tonight, obviously, Front Bar, big show.
It's a massive show. Can I just rifle through some of the names? Bob Murphy, Nick Riewoldt, Joe Watson, Santo Chilaro, Jaddy, Scotty Cummings. The list goes on. We've got Mark Knight, who makes the premiership posters. He'll be in there sticking away. We'll have the first look at the very first one of them.
Mick, I want you to listen to this. Mate. This is going to be what's going to happen on 5 o'clock Saturday.
Oh, Mick.
Right? And Rory Sloane will get the Norm Smith medal.
Oh, Mick.
My ears are bleeding.
All right. So how are you going to cope if you don't get the grand final win? Where do you go next?
All right. Obviously, there will be immediate disappointment.
Yep.
But in the long run, we're in uncharted territory. And I'm very proud of the Richmond Football Club.
Righto.
That said, it'd be great to send everyone that ground line with their tail between their legs, but we all know what a massive, massive task that is.
Can I get you on something completely off the grand final? It's a sad day over here. Hashtag put on your dressing gowns. The great Hugh Hefner has passed away.
We lost him, mate.
Mate, there's only a couple of us that can wear a dressing gown all day and get a couple of girls in bikinis to throw a beach ball around on their front lawn.
Exactly.
And I honestly feel the pressure. I don't know what this means. Maybe it's finally they can get that old man smell out of the Playboy mansion. I don't know. I just hope he went the way he wanted to on the job.
See, Mick, the question, the reason I bring it up, and was it on the rotating bed or in the grotto? Have you been approached, as you just said, rightly so? There's only a few people in the world that can pull off wearing a dressing gown around all day. Have you been approached to maybe become the next Hef?
I've thrown my hat in the ring. I've got a floor plan of the Playboy Mansion. It's my time to show it, gentlemen.
Imagine you taking the Premiership Cup with you.
Oh, mate, I'm actually smoking a pipe as we speak.
All right. Good luck with
it all. Good on you, boys. You too. I just hope it's a cracking game. We look forward to hosting you all in the next couple of days.
Lovely.
Get on board.
Last one, Mick. Have you got a safe word in case it is going horribly wrong?
Yep. Dusty!
See you, mate.
There he is, the one and only Mick Molloy, and you can catch him, get him in rare form, special 2-hour grand final edition of the Front Bar on Channel 7 tonight from 8:30. Big cavalcade of stars. Do not miss it. It is the Rush Hour with Jars and Louie on 104.7 Triple M. Great to have your company, family. For those driving and heading on overdrive, nice and safe, enjoy yourselves. Take your times. Have your rest spots. Take it easy.
Good call, Lou.
I'll tell you what to come. Neil Barm after 5:30. Ooh. Big Barmy, Premiership coach, of course.
Here been a great Norwood. Man, yep.
The great man and in charge of the Tigers footy department. And we're going to do a little tribute to Hugh Hefner, who passed away today.
Yeah, sad
and
news.
And also BT as your usual, but ooh, I think an up and about BT who is right smack bang in the middle of grand final fiesta for him. Okay, at the moment. Okay, right, Luke, now, let's do this.
The Rush Hour's quiz with No Name. Thanks to Automasters.
Your drive home isn't always smooth, but make sure your car runs smoothly. Call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS.
Yep, $1,000 up for grabs. It's just 60 seconds of work with the Automasters lifeline. Really just got to get 9 out of 10, and the cash is yours. Who's playing today, Juice?
We're going to go to Seif and Salah, Alex. G'day, Alex. Thanks for playing on a Thursday pre-grand final quiz with No Name.
Hello, boys. All right?
Yeah, we're good, mate. Good, all right, Alex. I'm not even going to attempt to ask for an extra Automasters. He's been all business all week, the big fella. So we'll save our breath and wish you the best of luck. Time starts at the end of the first question, mate. Don't forget to use the Automasters lifeline and play your pass card well, too. Buys you a bit of thinking time, Juice, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Right, mate. Here is the great man, Uncle Gift, to kick us off.
All right, number one, Alex. Name the captain of the English cricket team.
Pass.
What's the name of the Crows mascot?
Crows mascot, Crowy.
Okay, name a Victorian club whose application to join the AFLW was rejected. Name a club.
Boys.
What club?
I'll use a lifeline, thanks, boys.
Righto. Oh, lifeline, yep.
Automasters is probably what you're looking for.
There's one there, Luke.
All right,
go, Luke.
Just saved your bacon too, then. Who won Rugby League's Dally M medal last night?
Cameron Smith.
Which AFL club is Luke Hodge rumoured to be playing for next year, Alex?
Adelaide Crows.
Which AFL club did Dale Lewis barrack for when he was a kid?
Oh, yeah. Quick.
Collingwood.
Oh, what sport does Harry Kane play?
Harry Kane plays cricket.
Oh, shit.
Jesus.
Yeah, tell me about it. Yeah.
Oh, dear. We're back to the good old days.
One, two, correct.
Two right, and that included the lifeline. Automasters, which he couldn't even get that out properly.
Bloody hell, Alex.
You're going to go down in history, Alex. $20.
I told you not to bother.
Nah. Look, it'll get you a six-pack of some boutique beer or might get you a dozen if you're lucky.
I just want to shout out to
Seaford
Soccer Club.
Yep. Big shout out. If you're having a quiz night, don't get Alex on your side.
Jeez.
Thanks, Alex. Very entertaining,
good on you, mate. $20 is all yours.
No, the crowd. Thanks, boys.
Yeah, that went well, Luke.
Yeah, just we'll say goodbye to Alex right now, and I'll just run everybody else through the questions.
Here you go, Luke.
Joe Root is captain of the English cricket team. Right. Crows mascot is Claude, not Crowy. Yeah. Essendon and Hawthorne were rejected with their applications for AFLW.
What do you call it? He didn't say on the lifeline.
I thought he was going to go phone a friend for a minute. Cam Smith, he finally got right with the Dally M. Well done to him. And Brisbane Lions is the team Luke Hodge is rumoured to be playing with next year. And I barrack for the Hawks. As a kid, I was a mad Hawks man. And then, given his accent, I can't believe he didn't know who Harry Kane was.
He's our boy.
He went cricket, but soccer's Tottenham. Yeah. He scored a hat-trick last night. Go, you Spurs.
Go, Spurs. Right, hope BT's going to be all right coming up next.
He'll be half frazzled. He's been flipping from bloody grand final luncheon to grand final luncheon. He'll be driving around somewhere trying to get recognised. I guarantee it right now. Coming up next on the Rush Hour, the one and only Brian Taylor. Bristol with Jars and Louis on 104.7 Triple M.
RAA, we do more. Get an insurance quote today.
They've gone bananas. They're on fire here. An absolute ripper. Boy, what about that? Goodness gracious me. They've gone berserk. Bloody hell. Did you see that?
Oh, boy. Wowee.
We had to hire three PIs, but we tracked him down. We've got him. It's a very busy time for our Bristle. Welcome to the Rush Hour, Briss.
Oh, thank you, boys. Very, very big day, for footy, but particularly in Melbourne. I mean, it's just going psycho over here. I'm just in the streets of Richmond driving around at the moment. I'm not joking. There wouldn't be a pub in Melbourne that even right now, on the Thursday, isn't three quarters full.
Of course, public holiday there tomorrow, so it is just time to sort of just froth
up. A lot of a lot of Adelaide people walking around looking at the skyscrapers because they've never seen one.
Yeah.
And so they're going, wow, that's tall. And they're wandering around and they're looking dazed. But they're arriving in big numbers, the Adelaide people.
Yeah, I think they're trying to spit out the word infrastructure.
We're coming in waves, Bristol.
Righto, Briss. let's start. Tip the Tigers last night. Yeah. You, Das, Timmy Watson, even the Ducks sat on the fence for half a segment and then finally got there. You guys have got Richmond
fever. What a bunch of turncoats.
You need to see a doctor, mate.
Yeah.
Well, we've been tipping the Tigers for half a year, Duck and I, that is.
Yeah.
But I will say this. Adelaide are the best team in the competition. Now, if Adelaide come with their full game, they win, I reckon.
Yep.
If they're not somewhere near their capacity, then that's going to be the Tigers' opening for me.
Bruce, did I detect tones of a fresh haircut last night on TV? A touch of undercut?
Undercut.
Yes, I've been down to the Y Salon here. Nick has cut my hair again.
Yes.
And he gives me the good once-over when I go in there.
Oh,
and
nice.
It's Melbourne's hottest boutique salon. I paid $180 for a haircut.
Stop.
You're going to be done well.
Yeah, very
nice. That's not unusual, is it?
Did the tickler get a little one, or is that thinning on its own these days?
We're going the George Clooney look at this stage, so we're just going natural.
Good boy. Nice.
Bristol,
tickle it up later.
Is this your first ever call for Channel 7 doing an AFL Grand Final with Bruce McAvaney?
It is. I did an under-19s Grand Final many years ago, but this is, you're right.
You must be excited. You must be nervous and excited.
To call the best commentator of sport in the world, make no mistake about it, Adelaide's Bruce McAvaney is every bit of that. He is a marvel. Is just the, other than my football dream to win a premiership, this is the dream of Louis, a commentator, to call this game on TV.
Brilliant.
It's just magic.
Well,
yeah.
We wish you all the best of luck with that one.
Absolutely.
Tell you what I did like, Bruce, last week was the very good, earnest effort you went with trying to get out the air. Good boy, good boy, good footy energies.
We love the good guy energy, if that's how you say it.
I was under pressure and I didn't get it out the way it should have come out.
Yep.
But I really liked the good boy, positive energy. I like him. He's a good man.
Well, you should see what he's done this time. He gave himself on his Facebook page. Everybody go and check it out. He's given himself the Dusty Martin hairdo. It looks fantastic.
No, he's a good fella. So he's certainly resonates with the young kids. That's for sure.
Hey, will you confirm or deny drinking some kind of soft drink at the Brownlow Monday night through a straw?
Oh, no.
Yes, I was drinking a lemonade, lime and bitters. my favourite drink, if you don't mind.
Why are you using a straw?
Was there straw action,
Bruce? What's the straw business for?
Why wouldn't you? Isn't that what people do? They drink out of straws sometimes?
A little bit of anti-man behaviour happening, Bruce.
Not our Bristol. He wouldn't do that.
I tell you what did happen at the Brownlow. So,
with
the greatest respect to Channel 7's brilliant coverage, which it was, it can be a rather tedious night, a little bit of boredom.
Yep.
Not through the telecast, but just through the way the process goes.
Yep.
So I left at the end of round 18 to go to the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
Now, everyone knows that you've got the 3-minute ad break to get to the toilet and get back. Otherwise, they shut the doors and lock you out.
Yep.
Right? And so I left at the end of round 18, went to the toilet. I was back right on time, but I missed it. They shut the doors. And what I didn't know, because they were only reading out one round at a time, they decided to read out all of the rounds together towards
the
end.
That's right, they did, yeah.
No.
And I'm locked out, and all of a sudden I hear through the large door at Crown, ladies and gentlemen, the Brownlow medals for 2017, Dusty Martin. And I'm having a ball in blue with the girl at the door saying, I've got to get in. Anyway, there were about 100 people caught out by this, not just me.
Oh, Bruce.
And I had to push my way through, and I really embarrassed myself trying to get back in, I tell you.
Don't you know who I am?
I actually sat there all night and actually missed the naming of the winner of the Brownlow.
Bloody hell, Bruce. Hey, we're going to get to a song. Stick around. It is the Rush Hour with Jars and Louie and our very special guest, Brian Taylor, ahead of what's going to be a massive grand final on the Rush Hour. Jars and Louie, 104.7 Triple M. Bristol is still with us. Righto, Bruce. Some of the footy stories doing the rounds at the moment. Luke Hodge contemplating a comeback up there in Brisbane with a former colleague of his, Chris Fagan. What do you think?
Well, I don't think he's contemplating it. This story is broken by Sam McClure on Talking Footy on Channel 7 last night.
Yep.
The interview that I saw, he all but said he was taking it up. The only thing he had to cross off the list or tick off the list was the letting wife. His family know. Yeah. Make no mistake, he's playing for Brisbane next year, Luke Hodge. But 100% will play at Brisbane.
Yeah, I like it. I reckon it's a great move by Chris Fagan.
I think absolutely. I agree with Louis. He can coach him on the field, let alone off field. So he's a great get for them. Now, Port Adelaide are looking at Jack Watts.
Hey, but you just wonder, you just wonder why, if he can be such a great coach a great guy to learn from at Hawthorne, why does he have to go to Brisbane? Why? Hawthorne have got a young side. Why can't he be doing that at Hawthorne? I reckon we get rid of our stars. We're too quick to chop them off the knees.
As
I
with
reckon.
Coaches. We do the same with the coaches.
Bruce, it's intriguing again after what happened last summer with obviously Lewis and Mitchell that now Hodgie, and in that interview, you felt like he still thought he had a bit of footy in him, that he wasn't required to go around again because Clarko may have wanted him to move on too, so the next generation comes through. It seems quite bizarre.
Make no mistake about it. That's what happened with the other two guys, and that's what's happened with Hodge. He would, I reckon he would have been told in a very, very nice way that we can't necessarily guarantee you a game. So, so that's what would have happened. So I reckon you're both right. I reckon he's got a year or two left in him at that level. He's made it very, very clear that he's not going up there to win a premiership.
No.
He's going up there to teach the kids.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah. Love that. Now, just talking about Port Adelaide, Jack Watts was in town yesterday, Bristol. I think he met with Port Adelaide about 2018. Why should Port Adelaide pick up a Jack Watts when they've got young Marshall, they've got Doogie Howe, they've got even Justin Westhoff?
Well, Jack's got a bit of experience. He's got a little bit of X factor about him. You can always get better, Jars. And maybe they've got an eye to one of the more senior players retiring in the next couple of years as well over there. I mean, Jack Watts has got a good 5 or 6 years left in him. So
26 years.
Yeah, I reckon he's a good buy. I reckon he's a good goer. But I'm told it's not the only thing happening around the Port Adelaide Football Club today. Bit of an investigation going on there, I'm told. But anyway, I won't say any more.
Oh, Bristol.
Just stay tuned. It's a high-level police operation. But anyway, we'll just leave it at that and see what happens over the next few days.
All right, Bruce. Well, the Tigers, your old mob. We're going to catch up.
I'm driving down Swan Street now, going past Healthy Burgers. There's there's the pub there.
Yeah.
I am in the heart of Richmond at Dimmies, the old Dimmies building right now.
Yeah, yeah.
There is yellow and black everywhere. There are interstate people everywhere. It is amazing.
Bruce, have you got a little yellow and black scarf hanging out the back window?
A little sticker.
What's going on?
Champion.
We know. I'm surprised. I'm surprised the car hasn't been mobbed and you've just come to a complete screeching halt and you can't get anywhere because there's the big Bruce.
There he is.
Hey, stand back. Get off me bonnet, you bloke.
Hey, what's
haven't you got guys running alongside your car talking into their wrists?
JF Bristol.
Stand, Richo. I'll sign the autograph later.
Hey, Bristol, what's Mrs. Bristol going to do over the grand final weekend?
Yeah.
Well, she'll be listening. Critiquing. The RACV Club in Bourke Street. Yeah. We've got the nice suite there. Mrs. Bristol is currently occupying the room there.
Nice.
And I'll be going home to hold hands with her shortly.
Nice. And the lads who don't mind a sip.
Were the boys.
The young boys obviously celebrating grand finals last time we spoke. What are their plans?
Yeah. Well, they're still not in a great condition, and they're on it again. So they've had a nice old once going over. Yeah. It's time all of them went and got a job. They're a disgrace. Absolute disgrace.
Who's
anyone that's got four boys? boys and none of them have got a job, you have got a derelict family.
Oh, I love it. We're going to watch with real interest what you said about the Port Adelaide Football Club, and we're also going to watch and listen to you, mate. We wish you all the best of luck
proud of you, mate.
On Saturday, Bruce, for your first call alongside the great Bruce McAvaney, the 2017 Toyota AFL Grand Final.
Good on you, boys. Been a lot of fun. Congratulations. You guys are boring a hole through the opposition over there and winning everything. Triple M is absolutely doing great things in Adelaide this year. So well done to you guys.
And tap in with some good footy energy for you, mate.
See you, buddy. We'll
watch with interest and sit back and enjoy the call.
As Triple M football.
There he is, the one and only, Brian Talbot. Yeah.
There's Gil McLaughlin. Hey, Gil! Gil! Have a look at Gil McLaughlin here. He's been in the Richmond Club Hotel with all the fans. He has.
Oh, yes. Brilliant.
Look at that. He's just been in the Richmond Club Hotel with all the fans. And he said, yeah, I have. I've gone to have a beer with the fans. Now,
brilliant.
This is the boss of the AFL.
Yeah, man of the people.
Out of the pub. Mind you, he jumped into a limo. Yeah. He's been there with the people.
Yep.
And that is fantastic by him.
Done. See you, buddy.
See you, Bruce.
See you, boys. See ya.
It's the Rush Hour at Jars and Louis on 104.7 Triple M. Right, Juice and family. If you're not aware, really sad day today. Mm. The one and only Hugh Hefner passed away, 91, of natural causes. The man behind, obviously, the famous magazine Playboy.
Yep.
And, of course, then, the Playboy Mansion.
I'm Hugh Hefner, editor-publisher of Playboy magazine, and your host. And this is Playboy's penthouse. Come on in and meet some of our guests.
He just lived it up. He was an American icon.
Wasn't he?
He was an institution, the great Hef. And obviously, probably got a little outdated at the end, given where we are these days in society. But he's probably the real reason for you. You've got a great love, of the dressing gown.
Absolutely.
That Hugh used to get around more. His was more a smoking jacket. Yours a dressing gown. But
That's where I got it from.
You know,
he obviously blessed me to pass that type of energy down. And I love my dressing gown. I'll be mourning tonight. I'll have my dressing gown outside in memory of the great man, Huey.
Well, I'm thinking of getting a social media initiative going. Hashtag put on your dressing gowns or smoker's jackets if you've got them. And I reckon, look, I know, and we should celebrate his life too, because, I mean, here is a man, he was a visionary.
He was.
And he was able to just do things that a lot of us sitting on the outside looking and going, how the hell can that even happen? Mm. Of course, the mansion, the parties, the celebs, the stars, the women, the grotto, you name it.
All
of that stuff.
Yeah.
I've only got a final
what have you got
piece
for him?
That I'd like to put there. And look, if you can't, hashtag put on your dressing gowns if you don't own one or a smoker's jacket.
Yep.
How about we roll with this one? Let's, in honour of the great Hugh Hefner tonight, let's all put our flags at full mast. Yeah. We salute you, Hef.
I salute you, Hef.
It's the Rush Hour, Jars and Louis. On 104.7 Triple M. Speaking of Hef, up next, Neil Baum not far away from the Richmond Football Club. They've got their flags at full mast.
Catch up on the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis for Southern Volkswagen. Main South Road, Ranella. They're closer than you think. 104.7 Triple M.
Righto, Jars and Adelaide family. Let's head across to Melbourne and catch up with what is happening at Tigerland. 37 years since their last flag. Massive hype around it. We've seen Mick Molloy light up the town hall. We're now joined by one of South Australia's finest.
He's much loved here, buddy.
Here, I can tell you right now. Now, the General Manager of Football of the Richmond Football Club, Neil Baum. Barmy, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Oh, Louis, Jazz, good to talk to you.
G'day, Barmy.
Well, hello, mate. I don't know where to start. It's been one hell of a week, and you guys are hoping that it's going to be even bigger come 5 o'clock on Saturday afternoon.
As you guys know, the cruel part about it is that it's all very exciting, but winning is the only thing that counts. Mm. And you've got to try not to think about the outcome and just think about what you do and hope it works itself out. But no, it's been very exciting. Our boys have handled it very well. And a lot of people with yellow and black, or black and yellow, whichever way you want to look at it, running around the place, I can tell you.
Barmy, great turnaround, and everything is, and you've been and pointed out just how much the footy club had to take a look at itself. Dimmer in particular, we've heard the boys talk about it. Koch in particular, he's talked about it. They've had a good hard look at themselves and stripped themselves down and come back better men and given greater responsibility right across the board to everyone.
Yeah, well, I mean, we know it's such a competitive game. You don't have to do too much wrong to fail, if you like. So they weren't doing that much wrong last year, but there's a few things they were probably not doing as well as they could, putting a bit too much pressure on each other in a funny way. But those two blokes, Koch and Dimmer particularly, have stepped up fantastically. And a lot of it's been around you know, being there for the other blokes, really helping each other, because it's the team that wins rather than the individual. And how much you can sort of, you know, behave in that selfless way and give them the model it for the other blokes makes it a lot easier for everyone to tumble in. And that's been the hallmark of what we've done so far.
Barmy, what's impressed you about the Adelaide Crows and Donny Pike?
Oh, they just play terrific, simple footy, don't they? Like, you know, you look at it and they're not looking for anything kind of too flash, but what they do really well, and they do it very consistently, and they provide opportunities for those really exciting forwards they've got.
Yeah.
And they've got, you know, and their defence is, they're as good a sort of opposition mark, you know, kick team as there is, and they run the ball out quickly, they keep the ball moving fast. I mean, they're a damn good side to watch play, unless they're playing you. they're certainly very good.
Barmy, the Tigers' style was often critiqued as not being finals-type footy in the last three or four seasons. Certainly have fixed that, and your pressure numbers are the best in the comp, and that is the backbone now of your success so far this year. So obviously it's going to come off the back of another huge defensive pressure effort.
Yeah, and I think we've really improved the offensive side of it as the season's gone on. We really started from the basis of let's be hard to play against, let's be a pressure side, let's be good defensively. But that only gets you a certain way. You've still got to take advantage of you take your chances and kick enough goals and put that kind of pressure on the opposition as well. But essentially, it's our, you know, serious, solid, competitive, defensive stuff that's going to keep us in the game. And then we've got to hope that blokes like Koch and Martin and Rewalt and those sorts of guys get enough of the footy and kick enough goals. But our forwards are really hard working, but I can't tell you which one's going to kick him, but there'll be one of them will kick him at some stage. Yeah. I mean, Rioli showed last week what a class player he is. Most of his good work over the season has been relatively defensive, if you like, but to kick the forward that he kicked last week shows what class he's got. But they're a good bunch of kids down there.
Barmy, so important for the boys to relax away from the big build-up. You been happy with your players' build-up this week?
Yeah, look, they've been really calm. They've approached it really well. I mean, you can't. It's not a normal week.
No,
it's grand final week. But you try and keep your footy preparation as normal as you can. We've looked at the other side the same as we normally do. We've prepared our own game the same as we normally do. Our training's been, you know, a normal week. All the other stuff around it, we tell them that embrace it, enjoy it. I mean, if the alternative is you enjoy it or you're not here.
Yeah.
So I think they've really done it very well, and the coach has led the way from that point of view.
Well, Barmy, thanks for the chat, mate. All the best to your football club. Cannot wait for this first 5 minutes of this 2017 AFL Grand Final, because I think they'll all be going berserk, my friend. So good luck to the Tigers.
They will. It'll be great. Two great sides playing. Can't wait for it, mate.
And I'll go out on edge, Barmy. I know you're going to be busy next week if you win, but geez, we'd like to talk to you again.
You'll have a couple of cans.
Well, if we get up, I'm happy to talk. If we don't get up, I'm
don't worry about it. That's the condition. We don't want to know you if you get beaten. All right.
Exactly.
Enjoy your day, mate.
Good on you. Thanks,
buddy.
Neil Barton, General Manager of Footy at the Richmond Football Club, ahead of what is just going to be a massive grand final the next couple of days for the Tigers. It's the Rush Hour, Jars and Louis on 104.7 Triple M.